Hello, I'm James Sandy, and welcome to The Unseen Swerve. Our mission to seek out and support the arts, nurture culture, and collect creative types cast across Birmingham and beyond. This time around, we catch up with an old friend spinning new rhymes as Dragon X gives hip-hop another layer. If you'd like to catch up on a host of swerves from an unusual year, you can find a show archive through our blog, theunseenswerve.blogspot.com, and you can get in touch if there's something you'd like us to cover in 2021.
This is Switch.
Okay, so I'm really pleased now to be joined on the line by Dragon X, also known as Zan. And Zan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me on, James.
It's great to have you on. And you and I have some history, I think it's fair to say, some positive history.
I think we both met at Switch Sunset Gig. That was 2 years ago. That's the last time we actually met in person.
I think we first met a long time ago when you were involved with the Switch Collective, I think it's known as now, which some folks listening hopefully will know, is a kind of a sort of project group, if you like, that grew out of Mac Makes Music at the Midlands Arts Centre.
Yes, if I remember correctly, that was actually in 2016. That's where we first met. That's right.
Yeah, I have very fond memories of it because it's probably some of the first things I started doing when I moved to Birmingham. So, I look back on it and I think good things about it.
Yeah.
Now, since that, you've kind of moved on to do bigger things, if you like. And excitingly, you've sort of stepped out on your own as a solo performer. So let's talk about Dragon X to start with, because that's your tag, isn't it, if you like?
That's right, yeah, my new stage name.
Yeah, go on, tell me about the name first. Where does Dragon X come from?
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, so my name, so the name Dragon X, the name is actually the reason why I picked this name is, like, it comes from I want this name to be known from China. So it comes from the Chinese heritage, like Chinese New Year dragon.
And were you born in the year of the dragon? Is that where you got a link to that, or?
No, it hasn't got a link to that. Mine's Scorpio, so.
So you didn't fancy Scorpio X?
Scorpio X doesn't make any sense, to be honest with you, James. Dragon
Fair
X
enough.
Just makes sense because, you know, it represents the Chinese heritage, so it makes sense.
Excellent. And let's talk about your debut single, which came out, I think, just at the end of last month. And it's a track called Fight the Power.
That's right.
And we're gonna be playing that in a little while. And tell us about that, because folks might think they've heard that title before, but certainly they've not heard the track before.
That's right. Yeah. So most folks remember Fight the Power back in, I'd say, 1989 to 1990. It's the inspiration I got this track that I made is from Public Enemy's Fight the Power. So they done the original title and I thought, okay, I'll do my own spin on it. So Fight the Power, it represents, you know, unity, it represents the culture, and it's basically, it reflects on the world we live in at the moment, especially on lockdown and protests on Black Lives Matter. And also, it also reflects on last year's current affairs and headlines or breaking news. You know, all these things that comes in one place. That's what the song is about.
And there's a real mix of politics and protest. And I guess really a sort of nod to the roots of this kind of music, isn't there? We're talking hip hop here, aren't we, I think?
That's right, James. Yeah, we're talking about the golden age of hip hop. That's why I want to bring back old school hip hop, because I don't see old school hip hop in today's music. I think it's one of the missing elements at the moment. So yeah, but I think recently, I think it's in America. I know I've been listening to Busta Rhymes, Benny the Butcher, you know, they're the ones who bring back old school hip hop. So that's what, from my perspective, that's what I love about it, because when I make Fight the Power, it represents old school hip hop for sure.
And what's interesting about hip hop, I think, is in itself, it's kind of a mix of styles, isn't it? And I guess what you're doing is adding more to it, you know, in a kind of a more modern take to it, I guess.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's definitely a modern take to it. It's good for me to explore styles and ideas that goes with the track. And especially the aim also is expanding songwriting. I'm trying to expand in creativity into songwriting. That's why I'm trying to get a lot of thoughts in my head. And then I'll start writing the verses and the chorus, you know. But yeah, like you said, definitely is a modern take.
And this is something I think I'm right in saying that you've written and produced yourself. I think this is, you
that's
know, this
right.
Is a kind
yes,
of...
I've written all the lyrics by myself. I composed it myself. Yes, I produced the whole thing.
And that's no easy task, is it? That's a tricky thing to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, man. Most of the people find it difficult to write and produce the track. But I just found it easy because it's easy to write lyrics straight away. It takes, I'll say, an hour or so to write the lyrics down. It ain't easy, but it's good to refresh your mind.
Title track, Fight the Power, is from, as I mentioned at the start, the EP. So a kind of extended play for folks that don't know what EP stands for. I always think it's Elvis Presley, but that's another story. And the EP is called Positive Vibes Only. And tell us a bit about what else is on there. What accompanies that, the lead track?
Yeah, so Positive Vibes Only is going to be out by the beginning of the new year. I think it's beginning of 2021. So basically, it's have five tracks. Fight the Power is definitely going to be in there. The next single is going to be Let the Good Times Roll. So that's the second single off the EP. Chinese Party, Berserk Mode, and Catfish.
And there's a general theme, isn't there, across the EP of, and you've touched on it already, I guess not just protest, but kind of standing up, you know, and representing, I suppose.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think all tracks, especially Fight the Power, it definitely represents, you know, who we are. Like, for example, you better give us what we want. You better give us what we need. We have the freedom of speech, the rules we teach. We got to fight the powers that be. That's an example of standing up and representing.
And I think the other thing that's remarkable about you and your craft, if you like, is you came to songwriting, I guess, sort of in your teens. Would that be fair to say? You sort of been doing it for a while now. I won't give your age away, but you know, you've been at it for a time, I think.
That's right. I've been rapping for about a decade now. So I've been rapping for 10 years. Most people don't understand that I've been rapping since a teenager, like 13 years old. It's good for me to write poetry and lyrics throughout the years. So yeah, man, I'm very proud of my craft and songwriting and also producing tracks for sure.
The other thing I want to explore a little is, I guess music in a lot of ways helped you find your voice, not just in terms of what you want to say about kind of politics and about protest, but I guess actually practically music helped you. Because I think I'm right in saying that you didn't start speaking words until the age of 7. Is that right, due to your autism?
That's correct, James. That's correct. So at the age of 3, I was diagnosed with autism and I couldn't speak until the age of 7. So it is very difficult in my childhood, but it's all thanks to English. It's all about communication.
I think it's fantastic. It's a fantastic kind of backstory to your music, and particularly some of the messages that you're able to kind of platform at the moment. I think there's a great lyric in your lead song in Fight the Power. Tell the truth to the wise guys. Okay, and I think that's a great motto to live by, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's very crazy when you say that. But yeah, tell the truth to the wise guys. You want proof? The behind that lyric, the public should know. They want the truth. They want the evidence. They want the whole news. So yeah, that's definitely the motto.
And how have you found things in the last sort of few months? As we've touched on, it's all been a bit crazy. And at the moment, as we're recording this, we're sort of locked down again in terms of not being able to do all the kind of things that we perhaps would like to. Has that helped you in your writing? Has that given you more time and space, or has it perhaps made it a little more difficult?
So from the very beginning of lockdown, it is very difficult. I have no one to talk to, and it's very, very difficult. My mental health is low, but what helps me is definitely music, because it gives me a lot of time to create new tracks, write new songs. It's very, very easy to be creative in this difficult time. So yeah, absolutely. Lockdown has definitely helped me get back into the creative space.
Let's talk a little bit about where people can find the music itself. So Fight the Power, the single, as I said, is out at the moment, but the forthcoming EP, Positive Vibes Only, which is on Dragon X Productions, I think. Where can people find that?
So people can find my single on Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, Deezer. Yeah, man, on all streaming platforms, definitely.
You've got all the bases covered, I think, haven't you? And I was talking to you just before we started to record, and you were saying that consciously, I guess, that you haven't got anything on a physical format. I mean, a lot of artists like to come out with a vinyl or CD or something, but you're very much a kind of virtual producer.
That's right, James. Yeah. It's good to put out a single in this difficult time. I'm glad we got technology. That's all I can say. I'm glad we got technology just to put out a single out on all streaming platforms in these difficult times. It's crazy.
Okay, great. So I'm going to play the track now. I'm going to play Fight the Power, which, as I said, is the debut single from Dragon X. And Zan, it's been great to catch up and talk with you again. I wish you every success with the EP and with this track. And hopefully we'll catch up again sooner than the couple of years that we've left it last time.
Thank you very much, James. Appreciate it.
Dragon X.
Yeah. Everybody wants to be famous, jealous of the shameless, police brutality, brainless. Hi, my name is, you know who? Tell the truth to the wise guys, you want proof?
That's
read
right.
The evidence, headline news is my medicine. The whole world knows about the UK percentages. Why 21 Savage born in Britain? The
know.
Internet takes the mick out of him. The words is written, no kidding. Shazia begging, wanted to come back, and don't really care about the bombings and attacks. You're an ISIS member, start showing respect.
Show respect.
We all gotta hope and pray, you must understand. Stand up for your rights like Rosa Parks. Get your back off your bus before it's too dark.
Get your back.
Bob Dylan was Whoa. Blowing in the wind, knocking on heaven's door, open and let me in.
You gotta give us what we want. You gotta give us what we need. Our freedom of speech, the rules we teach, we gotta fight the powers that be.
One more time.
You gotta give us what we want. You gotta give us what we need. Our freedom of speech, the rules we teach, we gotta fight the powers that be.
Follow the Black Panther movement, separated between two sides, call it segregation, elevation, levitation like Dynamo, he lost his soul. The magic just goes when it comes to Brexit. Forget Theresa May. You don't solve economics and education every day. Life is so complicated. The school of hard knocks. It's heartbreaking to see one student got stabbed on the road. Cadet had an accident, but the driver's just froze. Shocked to death, why rappers die young. People don't go to the Grammys, the Academy sucks. Listen to what Drake says.
Listen
He's the one that helps the young generation. It's a celebration.
DJ Khaled roll another one. They don't want others to win, so kids go and have fun.
You gotta give us what we want.
We want.
You gotta give us what we need.
We need.
Our freedom of speech, the rules we teach. We gotta fight the powers that be. You gotta give us what we want.
We want.
You gotta give us what we need.
We need.
Our freedom of speech, the rules we teach. We gotta fight the powers that be. People, we're not the same.
Not the same.
What's the name of the game?
The game.
What we need is awareness.
Awareness.
Chinese whispers is careless.
Careless.
George Michael gave us freedom.
Freedom.
Prince helped us to make music. Elvis just left the building. Triple X shut down in Miami. This is criminal justice.
That's
address
right.
This to the public. The media coverage.
Uh-huh.
Whole lifespan. We can't rewind. The past days go fast.
Yes.
The newspapers always spread lies. Everybody can't handle family ties.
It's the truth.
Do you really point a gun at your head? Do attempt suicide like Kurt Cobain? A rush to a head. Catch a bloodstain, brain tumor. This is not humor. Let's go back to the future. You gotta give us what we want.
We want.
You gotta give us what we need.
We need.
Our freedom of speech, the rules we teach. We gotta fight the powers that be.
Fight the power.
You gotta give us what we want.
We want.
You gotta give us what we need.
We need.
Our freedom of speech, the rules we teach. We gotta fight the powers that be.
Fight the power.
Yeah, it's the whole world we're living in, you know. Whole world's on lockdown. Rappers saying Black Lives Matter. We all gotta fight the power. Positive vibes only. I'm out.